part of our Good Vibe Fridays is talking to Susan.
Yeah.
Susan Slusser is always in good cheer. You have to be in good cheer now, Sluss. Good morning. How are you?
Morning,
Susan.
Yeah, that's a lot of pressure. What if I was grumpy? What if this was like, the one day I was grumpy?
Hey, it's okay. Believe me, we have grumpy moments on the air. You know what happens.
That'd be bad. Now, you're not in Miami, right?
I am not. Nope, not till there's in-person interviews.
Yeah. Right. So that means that I asked that because now I know you're not grumpy because that means you're around your cats, right?
True. That's a good point. Yeah. Yeah. Although I love Miami and I love doing my job correctly.
I know. I hear you. Well, how about your job? You cop over to this team. You're like, what's this team all about? What's going on here? This National League team, this Gabe Kapler, and they're playing good ball for you, Sluss. They're 8-4, and it does not – I think my biggest – sort of my first question to you is, it doesn't look fluky, does it?
No, it looks like they are pretty good all the way around. I think our questions coming into the season were about the rotation and about the bullpen. Certainly, it looks right now like they have one of the better closers in the game. And that bullpen, after that stumble at Seattle on opening night, has been – really, really lights out. Pretty underrated, I think, at this point. The rotation's been good. Now, the Cueto news, not the best, obviously. Grade one strain, though, which is certainly, that's the least serious. So I think the fingers are crossed maybe he just misses a start or two. And they've got Logan Webb, who's could step in. The lineup has been the one thing that's been a little strange because they've been slow to get around. We've seen the power, sure. They're starting to show signs of breaking out a little bit, though, just at the right time. Now, this is a long road trip. They've got 13 consecutive games. They've got a lot of veteran players. So, this is a little – every week is a new test, and this is definitely a different one that they have. East Coast trip, a lot of games.
Yeah. One of the things I heard you say to the afternoon crew, and I'd love for you to expand on for the morning crew, is Gabe Kapler. Now, your colleague John Shea has a good piece this morning on – what's going to happen on Monday, which we'll talk more about on Monday. And in fact, Waterboy, make sure to book Howard Eskin or some Philly voice. Oh, they'll kill Kapler, too. They will. But it's about Gabe Kapler's return to Philadelphia on Monday. But you wrote, you said, he's kind of pressing the right buttons. If you want to expand on that for the morning crowd here, from the dugout?
Yeah, he's doing a lot of things well. And one of them is I think he is changing and adapting. I talked to him recently, and he mentioned that he was so data-driven early in his career. That's really all he was looking at. And now he, I think, is incorporating more things like personalities, intangibles, makeup. We talked a little bit about makeup and intangibles. And you've seen that just in how he's handled the pitching staff. He's letting starters go longer. There, of course, was the second start for Cueto where he went out in the ninth, checked in with him. Cueto said, hey, man, I'm good to go. He said, all right, if you get in trouble, you're out. But otherwise, there you go. Pitchers love that. Teams love that. He's showing faith in guys. He's definitely learning to manage people, not just numbers. But when it comes to the numbers, wow, he's doing a really good job there. Now, things aren't always going to work out, right? He's got a huge bench, six mans. He's been pulling the right string. Seemed like almost everybody off the bench either got a hit or a walk in a big situation. But, these things just won't always hit. He's making the right moves with the bullpen, obviously. There will come a time where he'll call every different guy in the bullpen and they'll all stink, just like in Seattle on opening night. But right now, fans need to remember that he is doing some things well and he's clearly growing. He talked to John Shea about that, too, about kind of how he's grown since he had that Philly job. And there's nothing that will test you like a job in Philly. Terry Francona talks a lot about having a first job in Philly kind of makes everything a little bit easier after that, right? He talks about like going out to his car is parked in the player lot, full security, and somebody somehow has managed to scratch up his car in Philly. He said he used to like miss exits while he was listening to Sports Talk Radio because people would just call in and blast him, and he'd be like so upset and getting so mad he misses exits. So, yeah, Philly will teach you a lot, and when you can put up with that, I think maybe the other routes do get a little bit easier.
That's a great call, and credit. Well, we'll see how this works out, but if it does work out, Farhan, you know, when he hired him, first of all, there was a lot of static about that. You know, the Dodger incident, and there was a lot of investigation on that. And then also just like, hey, this guy hasn't won. But Farhan was saying, you know, sometimes a guy needs a little time before he gets better. He said that before he made the hire, and that's where people were thinking, oh, he's definitely going to hire Kapler because Kapler just had 2 years of 500 ball in Philly. It wasn't a disaster. He went 161 and 163, but they didn't go to the playoffs either time. But here's the quote that John Shea got from Gabe that I think you're talking about. He says... He talks about, I've never once forgotten how hard this game is. It was really hard for me as a player. The players I'm managing then and now are better than I was, but baseball is still a difficult game. It will humble you. Even knowing that, I can move too quickly at times, and the best thing I learned in Philly was to slow down and let the art take over the science at times.
Yep.
That's kind of the signature quote,
I think
huh?
That's right. Yeah, and I think that really is true. We see him as being a little bit maybe robotic. I called him corporate the other day in a mailbag because, you know, he speaks in such smooth sort of self-help seminar kind of sentences. But I think he is learning to relate to the people he's managing, his coaches, everybody better. And I don't think he was necessarily bad at it, but there are very few managers who succeed in their first job. There are an awful lot of managers who succeed in their second or third job.
Yeah, good stuff, man. Well, first they got Miami, and it's kind of weird because, you know, you just don't ever think of the Marlins ever for any reason. You know what I mean? Just, even when they were winning World Series, they're like, wait, what? excuse me. A little caught in my throat there. Just any thoughts on this?
West Coast bias there, Murph.
I know. God. Well, I mean, I think even people in Miami would say that. You know what I mean? So, I mean, they're just like, that is like a low, low profile club.
They've got Derek Jeter. They've got Kim Ng. This is a team that's interesting. They're doing things.
Well, tell us what you think about what to expect from this series then. You know, it's they got this kid, Jazz Chisholm, who taunted DeGrom, saying his 100 was light.
Right.
You know, a bunch of kind of veterans like Corey Dickerson and Jesus Aguiar and, you know, pitchers that we don't necessarily know. But, I mean, what should the Giants' realistic expectation be this weekend?
You know, good question. And the really interesting thing for the Giants is what's their roster going to look like, right? They're going to make a move here today, probably, to bring in a reliever, I suspect, for at least 2 days until Alex Wood comes off the IL. And which is Sunday. And what are they getting from Wood? You know, Webb now is kind of their stopgap if they had an injury in the rotation. He'll be in for Cueto. So Wood apparently has looked real good at the alternate site. He's healthy. But, you know, when you bring in guys like Wood and Sanchez, a scout was telling me this the other day, like, it's pretty obvious. You're hoping to get, like, a full, between the two of them, one full season. Because these are guys who typically don't make more than 14, 15 starts. So that's going to be big for the Giants, that alone, that start. But, yeah, they're in this little stretch where they're winning series. That is key for any team that wants to have any hope of contending. And they've been beating the teams they should and playing competitively with the very good teams. You know, obviously, Cincinnati, very strong team. Padres, projected to be a very good team. And the Giants have one plan head-to-head with them. So now, nice long East Coast road trip. We'll see what they got. And, yeah, it's an interesting series. And Miami's a team to keep an eye on for sure.
Yeah, it'll be interesting for sure. Hey, I want to let you go. Before we let you go, about you use this as the signature quote from Wednesday. We did, too. Is the Kurt Casale, we're vibing, if that doesn't make me sound too old. And it's a great quote, and it's something to explore with the Giants. But it also shines a light on what Paulie and I have talked about with Copes, too, about the irrepressible likability of backup catchers.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And Sluss, I was going back to when you and I did the A's. I'll give you two names. Mike McFarlane and Sal Fasano.
Oh, man.
Remember those guys?
Phenomenal.
Right?
Phenomenal. Yeah. Hey, backup catchers are the best. They're almost always great talkers. I can think of only maybe one in my entire career that was not a great talker. And they often are the guys that go on to become managers. Look at Bob Melvin. Look at A.J. Hinch, who was the A's first backup catcher when I was covering them. You know, they're guys that have a lot of time to sit and watch games. And they understand pitchers. And talk about, you know, Kapler mentioning he knows how hard a game it is to play. Nobody knows how hard this game is like backup catchers. And, yeah, they do tend to be guys who are thoughtful and also funny. You know, circumstances kind of make them into that. They put up with a lot, those guys.
Yeah. They did. I left the beat. How was Greg Myers? Was he good as a backup catcher?
He was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. Rob Bowen. I mean, the A's had tons and tons all down the line. And, yeah, I'm digging Casale. That was very funny. He is the very, very advanced old age of 32. So
I know, right? I know. So, well, trust me. Yeah, I know. I you get to that certain age, and you look around the clubhouse, and there's kids in there that are 21, and he's like, they didn't listen to the same music I did. They didn't see the same movies and TV shows I did. And so, it's funny
he's
stuff.
Playing behind Buster Posey.
I know.
You know what I mean?
So
right.
Good. Right. So good. All right. Well, listen. Hey, it's a you know, really good start and in a really interesting week ahead at Miami and at Philly, and that's all we can ask for. So look forward to your coverage, Susan, and we'll talk to you next week, and have a great weekend.
Phenomenal. Thanks, guys.
There she is, Susan Slusser. Yeah. Back to her cats now. There she goes.
Oh, yeah.
Backup catchers, like man. Backup catchers.
How many cats does Susan have? What are we talking about?
Good question now. Two, three, I don't know.
North of five? South of five?
What's the over-underline that makes you crazy?
I'm allergic to cats.
Five?
I mean, it only takes one to get me going. Oh, yeah, Copes, I can't. I'm sorry, but I can't stay.
Hey, Larry Kruger and Mark Willard weren't walking their cats out there. They're walking their dogs.
Well,
right?
Again,
we got to talk to Willard about that dog that won't walk on the leash. Now, I've seen it multiple times around town. He's trying to pull that thing, and the dog's just dug in.
Wait, time out. You talking about Mark, about Willard's dog?
Willard's dog won't walk on the leash.
My dog likes to be leash free. Doesn't like restrictions. Yeah.
Walk real animals. That's deep. That's a deep, deep, deep pull. You want to find it, Copes? We found it. Yankee fans were upset about the seventh inning, or the runner on second in the 10th inning, and had a play real baseball chant. We put it in the cooler content.
Right.
And I said, wait a minute, that guy sounds like Willard.
Oh. It's a great pull by Murph. Listen to
it might have been him.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. Daily dose of curry or daily dose of JTA. How about that?
There you go.
Yeah. Let's go. Daily dose of Warriors coming your way. Lopez on a Feel Good Friday. All coming up on KNBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.